USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation is marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. At the National Memorial site in New York City, there was a moment of silence at the exact time the first plane hit the World Trade Center. President Biden and his wife Jill were there, also President Clinton and Hillary, and President Obama with Michelle. President Biden also visited the Flight 93 Memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and he also made a stop at the Pentagon. Vice President Harris spoke in Shanksville.
If we remain united in purpose, we will be prepared for whatever comes next.
Former President George W. Bush also spoke in Shanksville. Former President Trump spoke in New York at a firehouse and a police station. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Leaders from around the world are also marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. USA Radio's Brad Bernards has more.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the 9/11 terrorists failed to shake our belief in freedom and democracy.
On a crystal clear morning, terrorists attacked the United States with the simple goal of killing or maiming as many human beings as possible. And by inflicting such bloodshed in the world's greatest democracy, they tried to destroy the faith of free peoples everywhere, in the open societies which terrorists despise and which we cherish.
Prince Andrew has been formally served with court papers in the sexual abuse lawsuit filed against him by Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre. The documents were handed over to a police officer watching over Prince Andrew's home in Windsor. He has 21 days to respond. Prince Andrew has repeatedly denied the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Award-winning journalist and host of the TV show Full Measure, Sarah Atkinson, has been visiting the southern border. She's revealed that the crisis there is much worse than people even realize.
A recent development you may know about is a court has ordered the Biden administration to reinstitute the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico program. That's where President Trump got the Mexican government to agree to take illegal immigrants who'd crossed into the U.S. illegally and have them wait there in Mexico while they're waiting for their court date in the U.S. Sometimes it takes years because there's such a backlog. By all accounts, this Remain in Mexico program positively impacted illegal border traffic. Once illegal immigrants learned that they wouldn't get to stay in the U.S. and maybe disappear, never to show up for court, well, they quit coming in such large numbers. It seems they were unwilling to pay $10,000 plus to the cartels and to the traffickers. They all do if they cross into the U.S. illegally, only to have to stay in Mexico while they wait for a court date. Opponents of Remain in Mexico, the Biden administration and others, they say it's cruel and dangerous to send endangered immigrants to Mexico to wait. Supporters of Remain in Mexico say it's cruel and dangerous to incentivize these illegal immigrants to pay the cartels and make the dangerous trip to try to come here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.